does leadership have to do with customer service? Have you ever walked out of a business saying to yourself, their customer service sure isn't very good? What was it about that service that caught your attention in that negative way? Did you perceive a lack of concern for your needs, or perhaps an unwillingness to go that extra distance to address your particular issue? How about a time when you felt customer service was excellent? What caused you to make that determination? One of the most popular subjects for leaders in almost any kind of business is customer service. In fact, many are obsessed with this one subject to the exclusion of all else. Customer service is important, but there are many parts of the customer service equation. One that is often overlooked is the importance of developing good leaders. Is there really a correlation between leadership and customer service? Absolutely, and here's why. Customers want one thing from you, satisfaction. They've come to you because you have something they desire. You want to provide whatever that is at a price that you both agree is reasonable. But customers are not automatons. They expect to be treated well and given a certain amount of deference. After all, they're spending their money. There are many good programs available to help your staff learn great customer service. Of course, as management, you are always reminding them how important it is. You may even be surveying your customers to understand their perception of the service you provide. One common problem these surveys reveal is that customers don't quite feel like your service is the best. They may not spell it out, but they just aren't sure your staff is as interested in them as you would like them to be. Why? This is where leadership development comes in. There's an aspect to the customer service equation that doesn't get the attention it should: the attitude of your leaders. Think about that place where you didn't feel the customer service was up to your standards. Was there a feeling of stress or fear? Maybe not much, but an underlying atmosphere of uneasiness or discontent. If so, it's because the leader or manager has not set the proper tone, and that's probably because they haven't been trained in leadership skills. When managers are good leaders, their area of responsibility will run more smoothly. People will understand why they are important to the company, and that leadership knows and appreciates what they contribute. When your staff works in that kind of environment, with good leadership at all levels, the encouraging atmosphere will radiate to the customer, giving them a positive experience that they are more likely to want to repeat. Leadership development is very definitely a component of great customer service. Do your leaders know that?